Now to close up. Summer rain has given Australia's sugarcane growers increased optimism for 2016. I spoke with cane growers chairman Paul Scambry. Paul, firstly reflecting on 2015, how did the year finish up for our cane growers?
It was a reasonable year production-wise. We ended up with a crop of 32.6 million tonnes. That was an extraordinary result given that in most cane-growing districts on the Queensland coast, and we span 2,000 kilometres, we had rainfall deficits of as high as 80% from the average rainfall. And so it was extraordinary that the crop recovered. We did have winter rain. That winter rain was problematic, but it did grow the cane. So we ended up with a reasonable outcome, 32.6 million tonnes of cane for 2015. And we think the crop prospects for 2016 are reasonably promising.
Especially after that bit of rain we've had recently in Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the risk factors for the Queensland sugar industry is that we do farm over 2,000 kilometres. Obviously, weather can be variable from one region to another, but certainly there has been rain in most districts. I live in Mackay, and on Sunday alone we had 155 millimetres. That obviously improves confidence levels of growers, and certainly it's a huge boost to 2016. I would make the disclaimer, however, it's still early days. This is only mid-January, and anything can happen from here on now to harvest. But all things considered, if we have a reasonable growing season, we hope we could eclipse last year's production.
Well, fingers crossed we do get some positive conditions to support our cane growers this year, Paul. What about sugar marketing? Where are we up to on this?
Well, as you know, it has been the issue that has been extremely contentious. It's been divisive and debilitating for both growers and millers. It culminated in the passage of a sugar industry bill, which is the Real Choice in Marketing bill. We, from a growing perspective, have obviously hailed that bill as being a great success. Now, obviously, the mills are very much opposed to that bill, but I think the time has now come for the mills to sit down with growers. I want to make this point very, very clear. The Act does not preclude mills sitting down with growers and making commercial arrangements that are mutually acceptable and agreeable to both parties. So I think the time has come for the mills to now accept the umpire's decision of the Queensland Parliament, and we need to get on with life and put in place commercial contracts for 2017.